I'm Aaron Schachter with The World. Rumors are swirling in Poland that a Nazi-era train filled with gold has been discovered, and it's causing quite a stir.
Jedzie pociąg z daleka, złotem cały ocieka, bronią i...
A Polish pop star has even written a song about this train that's supposedly dripping with gold.
Teraz tylko, gdzie on
thing
jest.
Is, we're not really sure what's been discovered in Poland, if anything, at least not yet. My BBC colleague Adam Easton is in Warsaw, and Adam, help us separate fact from fiction here.
I'd just love to tell you the first four lines of that song, if you want. It gives you some idea of the story. It says, a train is coming from far away, dripping with gold, diamonds, and weapons, discovered by ground-penetrating radar.
Well, that is a catchy tune, isn't it?
Not quite Cole Porter, but it does tell you why the government is taking this particular claim seriously. Because this legend has been around for 70 years, since the end of the Second World War, that the Nazis gathered up gold, perhaps precious jewels, perhaps looted art, and put it on an armored military train in the city of Breslau in Lower Silesia, and hid that train because the Red Army was advancing towards the city of Breslau, and they hid it in an underground tunnel or somewhere underground. And people have been looking at the Polish state, and individuals have been looking for this for 70 years. And every 5 years you get another sort of claim saying, if we just tear down this brick wall, we'll find... And, oh, no, they never find anything. But this time, as I say, the government are taking it seriously. And the reason being is this ground-penetrating radar image, according to the Deputy Culture Minister, Mr. Piotr Żuchowski.
Okay, let's hear from that Deputy Minister of Culture.
Moja wiedza jest taka, że tam jeszcze nikt nie dotarł po wojnie.
The key thing he said that he was more than 99% convinced that the train existed because he had seen an image from a ground-penetrating radar, which he said clearly showed the shape of a train. You could see the gun turrets, he said. And he said it was more than 100 meters long.
I mean, why would he make this up?
It's not the first time this exact story has been claimed. But nobody has started digging or looking in this area in Poland yet. In fact, the authorities, local authorities, have just asked the Ministry of Defense for help from the army, and the army are preparing to go in there. Just with the usual maps and compasses and things, but go to the area and just do a reconnaissance of the area. And then they will perform their own imaging of the underground. Then perhaps start digging. But they're saying today that digging might not even start until the spring, next spring.
The place where this train supposedly is has been revealed, right? We know the name of the village where it is.
People have swarmed down there with their metal detectors trying to find this gold. And they're all looking in this area between the cities of Wrocław and Wałbrzych. There's a wooded area just off the railway line, just outside the city of Wałbrzych.
Adam Easton, I feel like we're keeping you from a big fine now. You should be heading down there, right?
I've already been down there with my metal detection. I couldn't find it, so I come back down.
Okay.
There is not a scrap of documentary evidence. This is nothing more than a legend.
The BBC's Adam Easton on the ongoing gold rush in Poland. Thank you so much, Adam.
Thank you.